is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The New World Report. Joseph Umeyer is the executive director of Secure Free Society. The New World and the New Year begins with protests, confrontation, doubts, police actions, and extreme turmoil in many capitals. We begin in Brasilia, the capital of Brazil. I remind everyone the election moved Lula da Silva, former president, back into the role of chief executive. And President Bolsonaro, leaving the country before the inauguration, is now said to be in Florida. But the headlines from Brazil in these last hours: Brazilian police amassed at a camp of supporters of far-right former President Bolsonaro, writes the Reuters, a day after rioters launched the worst attack on Brazil's state institutions since its return to democracy in the 1980s. Joseph, a very good evening to you. The story so far is that Lula da Silva is now the chief executive, commanding the police, the army, all of the facilities, after a close election. And these protests and the ransacking or extreme bad acting of people at the Capitol. Was this expected, Joseph? Because the inauguration was not violent in any fashion, and the speech by President Lula da Silva, while confrontational, did not warn of dark days ahead. Is this a surprise in Brazil and to you? Good evening to you, Joseph.
Good evening, John, and Happy New Year. So unfortunately, this is not a surprise to me. This was actually a concern that I've had, and we've expressed it on the show over many weeks. I was concerned that something like this could happen because there has been elements to show that parts of the Bolsonaro movement could be infiltrated, it could be radicalized, but there could be individuals there that want to take things more aggressive. So let me start, John, by saying that violence should never be a part of the political process. I think that's clear here. That's clear elsewhere. I think it's clear in Brazil. And I'd say I think the majority of Bolsonaro supporters have shown that they are not violent, and they've held many protests throughout the weeks, and they're all peaceful protests. What's happening now, or what we've seen today, I think needs to be studied, needs to be investigated. We need to see what's actually really going on the ground. But let me say this. President Lula da Silva, I believe, wants this. Because his policy, his strategy is to destroy the Bolsonaro movement. He does not want political opposition that's credible or that's has any ability to obstruct what he may want to do with the country. He realizes that there is a lot of people that support President Bolsonaro. That's evident when you just watch the size of the previous protests. And he wants to destroy that. He wants to destroy that movement. And so in many respects, what's happening today is actually helping him do that, because it's giving him a justification to persecute, to incarcerate, to essentially overextend governmental powers and judicial powers because of what's taking place. So I think that that's the most important lesson. And we need to really understand what's happening there, because for weeks, the protests were very peaceful. And President Bolsonaro himself took to Twitter yesterday when the protests erupted to say that, the protests should remain peaceful, that there's a right to peacefully protest. But the minute that those protests become violent, they cross the line. And this is the words of President Bolsonaro. And I'm extrapolating, but on Twitter. But I don't think that matters in the case of Lula and his supporters, because they want to gaslight these supporters. They want more violence. They want more confrontation so that they can move forward with the strategy of destroying the Bolsonaro movement.
We need to back up a little bit, Joseph, to give the big view of what this battle is about. It's between two men who represent, I'm told, two points of view in Brazil. Bolsonaro representing laissez-faire capitalism, an expansion of the private sector. At the same time, there were contradictions. He was a one-term president. I believe in the last year, anticipating his campaign, he loosened the public strings and seeded the country with money, especially for those least among them, the poor people. President Lula da Silva is speaking most recently about doing something for the poor, which suggests redistribution. I don't know if that's the record of his first term at the early part of this century, because And Brazil enjoyed great prosperity, growing prosperity in the beginning of this century because of globalization, because of demand on resources. Now, these two opponents, one defeated, the other one successful. What do they represent now, Joseph, in general? Is it redistribution for Lula da Silva and capitalism for Bolsonaro? Is it that simple, or is it a blood feud between these two men, and it doesn't need ideology?
So I think, John, it has elements of what you're saying in terms of the capitalism or socialism debate. But I think it is more complex than that. And to be honest with you, John, I think what many of the Bolsonaro supporters, what they fear more than socialism, because socialism, I think, is just really the ideological component of it. What they fear is the crime and the corruption. That's what they're scared of, because, you know, many people would argue that Lula da Silva was not a full-on socialist because he didn't do what Hugo Chavez did at the time, which was nationalize industry. So Brazil didn't do that. But he did do what you could call socialism light, which is he increased government intervention into the private sector. And when you do that, when you grow the size of government and you increase its intervention or its control over the private sector, over the business community, you incentivize corruption. Because now the business leaders have to go to the government to receive favors and benefits and preference. And that's the embodiment of corruption. And we do know that Lula da Silva was convicted twice of the largest public corruption in history of the world. That's not a minor detail. And I think that that's what most of the people there are very concerned about. It's, you know, there's been anti-corruption protests all throughout Latin America. And this, in many respects, is kind of an extension of that. Is the corruption and then the crime that can follow because of the growing of gangs and drugs and everything that's happening in Brazil. And so I think that's a little bit the layer underneath, perhaps, or maybe I don't know if it's over, but it's essentially beyond just the ideological component of capitalism and socialism.
Does the U.S. get involved? There's a headline now that doesn't have development. I just mentioned President Biden urged to extradite Bolsonaro after supporters stormed Brazil's government buildings. Bolsonaro is in this country not seeking sanctuary or refuge. My memory is that he just took a plane to Florida, and he's in Florida conversing with his supporters and spending time on Twitter, as you've said, Joseph. Is the U.S. going to get involved in this? We've stayed out of elections heretofore, to my understanding, even though there's been contentiousness, like in Peru.
They should not. And the U.S. so far has not gotten involved in these political upheavals in Latin America. I mean, this is not the only violent protest that's happened in Latin America in recent memory. I mean, we just had some in Peru, in Bolivia. And we remember infamously 2019, where they destroyed Chile's public infrastructure, had them in Colombia. And the U.S. has not intervened in any of those cases, at least not in any way that's, you know, involves deploying of forces or anything like that. And I believe that should remain the case. I don't think this is the U.S.'s role to get involved in any of these local political crises. Obviously, the fact that President Bolsonaro is here is something that I think Lula's going to play up to make it sound like he might have done something from here. But as you mentioned, John, I mean, everything that I've seen publicly is like he's pretty much vacationing at his homes in Florida, which is what pretty much most Latin Americans do when they go on vacation. They go to Florida. It's a very prominent destination. If you travel to Miami or the southern part of Florida, you'll find many prominent Latin Americans, former heads of state, ministers and everything, because that's a prominent vacation spot. I think that they would be wise for the Biden administration to not do what Lula's trying to do, which is further gaslight the opposition, because we're in a moment of high tension. And the correct policy right now for the United States is to stay quiet. And for the Bolsonaro supporters is to lower the temperature. It does not benefit them whatsoever to escalate this, because they will lose in that confrontation. And then they would further incentivize and give reasons for a follow-on prosecution, persecution by the Lula government.
The story in Brazil is unfinished. Headlines to come. The unknowns are Bolsonaro in Florida, Lula da Silva in Sao Paulo or Rio de Janeiro or Brasilia, not at this point fixed, but a pending confrontation between the authorities and the protesters who were green and yellow T-shirts. It's high summer in Latin America. We're turning to more violence in another state, Bolivia. This is CBS Eye on the World, the New World Report with Joseph Umar. I'm John Bachelor.